It should all be cancelled now. Really, of course, by the Prime Minister. The possible benefit is far too small. The danger's too great. Even if it all went well and President Trump behaved himself with the monarch he describes as a gentleman, how much credit would be won for Britain? Some. A smidgen. A pinch. For 10 minutes. Maybe an hour. Perhaps even, if we're lucky, a day. And then Trump would change his mind again and cancel the trade deal or further undermine the NATO alliance or be abusive. Personally, I wouldn't use words like gangster, but you cannot trust this man. And perhaps to his credit, you cannot buy him either. After last year's second state visit to the UK, where he was smothered with praise and ceremonial pomp, he started attacking Britain again on the flight home and carried on at the United Nations, making wild claims about Sharia law. The epithets he used about British policy overnight this time included insane, tragic, and sad. So anyone who assumes that putting the King and Queen alongside him in Washington this spring will make things sunnier, I am afraid, just hasn't checked the record. And the dangers are obvious. The humiliation of the monarch, Trump grabbing the microphone to say something offensive to which the King cannot reply. Look, we have tried flattering the president's ego. We have tried obsequious. It doesn't work. I'm sure King Charles would see all of this as his national duty, grit his teeth and do his stuff. And probably, crossed fingers, it will go off okay. But I wonder whether in private the King doesn't quietly agree with the leader of the Liberal Democrats and feel there has been enough kissing of the rod, sucking up of criticism and swallowing of pride.